So I slipped on the ice and fell this way, he fell
backward.
If you fell this way, he fell
forward.
Suppose somebody went fishing, didn't catch anything. Might say, did you catch any fish? He said, nope, didn't catch.
Made a bank run. Didn't catch any. My folks say, no, I made a blank run.
Mine used to say I had fisherman's luck.
And I have plenty of fishermen in my family. I raised a bunch of fishermen.
Where all the catch around here?
Well, we just catch catfish mostly. We've got three huge ponds on our place and they're stocked with fish and they fish nearly every day.
A school boy might say of a teacher, oh, he's always getting on him. Why is she always blaming me? I
didn't do that. Didn't do anything.
Suppose somebody borrowed a rake from you that you didn't like very much and they broke it. You might say, oh, that's all right, I didn't like it.
Anyway.
Crying child might say, he was eating candy and he didn't give me
any.
Or if he's a young child, instead of any, he might say,
none.
Okay, talking about a boy, you see, now that boy is spoiled. When he grows up, you might say, he'll have his trouble.
Galore. You'll have trouble galore, or you'll have plenty of trouble, or...
Mm-hmm. Or he's sure to have trouble...
Later on. Yeah.
What are the trenches cut by a plow?
Furrows.
If you had a good yield, say a wheat, you say, we raised a big...
crop this year.
And if you got rid of all the brush and trees in the land, you say you...
cleared the land.
Okay, what's the second cutting of clover or grass? The old dead grass that might be left over till the next spring.
Last cutting. Mm-hmm.
And if you tie a wheat up, tie
bundles.
If you're talking about the yield of a crop, you might say, on our wheat this year we raised 40
bushel.
Okay, what do you have to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
Thrash them.
If you and another person have got to do a job, when you told the other person about it, you'd say,
you and me.
If you're not speaking to him, talking about him, you say, this job is for...
him and I, or me and him.
Okay, some friends of yours, and you were coming over to see me, you might say, or some friend of yours and you are coming to my house, you say, so-and-so and so-and-so are coming over. How would you say that?
To visit you.
Yeah, and you're going to tell me this. How would you say it? But your friend and you.
And my friend and I are coming over to visit you.
Okay, if you knock at the door and somebody says, who's there? You say, it's...
it's usually I call my name. But Ruby, or what?
If you knew there was another sound of your voice, you might just say, oh, it's...
it's me. It is I.
Okay, if you're sitting there expecting some man who knocks at the door, and you hear the knock at the door, you say, oh, wait a minute, that's only...
only so-and-so or friend or...
and if it's two people, you say, oh, it's...
them.
If you're comparing how tall you are, you might say, she is not as tall as...
I am.
Or about someone else, I'm not as tall as...
they are. Or he is, or she is.
Or comparing how you do something, you might say, he can do it better...
than I can.
If a man had been running for 2 miles and it had to stop, he'd say, 2 miles is...
a long ways.
And it's all the... as far as he could go, all the...
all the way.
Mm-hmm.